The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
It's Black Mental Matters, the lockdown edition with Vince the Voice and Makiba Reed Johnson. Hey, Makiba.
Hey, Ben.
I'm doing the color purple patty cake thing. Can you feel me? Can you feel me?
I am doing it too right over here.
I'm mouthing stuff to you from oh, my goodness. Makiba, right. Makiba. Okay. This is this has been a very, very interesting moment in time where lots of us are where we all should be actually in the crib. With that being in the house, I mean, this could have some definite mental health effects on families, on individuals, and we want to kind of deal with that today, right? Ain't that what we want to help some folks through this today? Yes,
right, absolutely. Because interesting data is now coming out with there being a concern of the impending surge in suicide attempts. People who have not had this level of isolation before, not knowing who or how to reach out to someone. So this is a really timely topic for right now.
Talk about reaching out. Our past podcast, you know, we discussed the whole telemental health, and I think that, wow, it's blowing up. Now, something about what we do, then all of a sudden it blows up, or maybe we just rolling with the punches. I don't know, but I'm hearing that.
It's
folks,
that good energy we're putting out there.
That's
yeah.
what it is. And so, of course, that is one of the options, but everybody doesn't have a therapist, and everybody doesn't, know about telemental health. I was, Makiba, you are like the queen of quotations and affirmations and things and on Instagram and LinkedIn. Yeah, please check out our social media because there's some powerful words out there. But, you know, you really struck home with one with me. Of course, kids are home now. How that whole dynamic is going in the household when that's not usual where the whole family and the kids, Monday through Monday is up in the house. So let's just start there. The whole family dynamic thing in the home, lockdown, can't leave. How do you keep your sanity during a situation like that?
I think the first thing to realize is that this is your family. I've seen, and I know some things are kind of, made in jest and some things are kind of joking about, oh, my kids are home. I don't know if I can handle this. Those are your kids that you brought here. This is your family. If you cannot figure out how to be at home and grateful just to have your family around you, there's something wrong.
Wow.
I mean, I just got to put that out there. You should not be complaining about having to be home with your family. Especially with what people are dealing with now, with having to get out there and work, people that are out of work that are trying to figure out how, their family is home and they've still got bills and things coming in, but no income. I mean, there are some serious problems going on, and we need to at least start from that place of just gratitude of, hey, if your kids are out of school and they're home with you, hey, but you got healthy kids, and they're home with you. So I think we kind of need to start this with some basic level of this gratitude of just being able to be there with your family.
You're so right, and it's unusual for us to be able to even have this time. I mean, this could be the time of makeup, of opening up the new lines of communications, understanding each other more. Because once that time, my kids are grown. Once the time is gone and they gone.
Right. Yeah, and then that's something else, the thing about the parents that have adult children that are out there and then that are worried about them and not sure what's going to happen with them health-wise, or, they're ending up in some kind of, financial situation because they can't work. I mean, there are certain things that you need to be mindful of as a parent. Young children that are home with you, and then what that looks like for some of us who have children that are out there that are adults and are trying to navigate this without being at home.
Hmm. one of the things that really struck me, you said, parents, if you were your child's age and you were self-quarantined for the next few weeks, how would that time be spent? With a rigorous, structured homeschooling schedule? No, now do your work. Do your work. It's like, man, don't nobody feel like doing that work. It's the cartoons is on. I'm TikToking and dancing and DJ Nice is on. What?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That could cause some issues.
Absolutely. And the reason that I wanted to post that, Vince, was because, and I, like I said, I know, you know, this is just a tough time for people, and some people are just trying to make light of situations and just, you know, posting things on social media. Oh, I'm here with my kids. I don't know what I'm doing. It's just so stressful. I've seen some posts where parents have outlined on a whiteboard this schedule, 9 a.m. math, 10 a.m. English, 11 a.m. history. It's like, oh, you know, and maybe that's just for social media. That's what I'm hoping. But look at your kids and ask yourself, if I were their age, so if you have an 11 or 12-year-old at home, if I were their age and this were happening to me at this age, what would I want this time at home to look like? What did I need at age 11 and at age 12? I mean, because your kids, when we talk about mental health, they are dealing with situations that we are sometimes not even aware of. And now this might be your opportunity to actually just sit and kind of break that structured cycle of them just kind of just going through the motions of going to school every day and just dealing with things on their own. And then you being at home and at work in your own world. Now you're home with your child. Have some conversations about what their days were looking like in school, how they're feeling right now, the things that they're concerned about. Like, now is the time to actually talk to your kids. And like you and I always say, Vince, you know, two ears, one mouth. Listen twice as much as you speak.
What about those parents, you know, that they got college kids now that have come home a lot? You know, that's everyone out there. If you had some kids in college, they shut down the school, they're back in the house. And I love you said, first of all, what you don't be nagging them about, you know, picking up stuff all the time. Hurry up, get a job. Just leave them alone. Huh?
Yes, yes, yes. Because for a lot of college students, college is their refuge. You know, a lot of them have their friend circles, they have their academic circles, their favorite professors.
Friends.
Some students were in counseling,
yes.
Right, their friend circle. Some of them were in sports, you know, social circles, their sororities and their fraternities. That's all been taken away. I actually have a son right now. He's in his senior year at Morehouse, and he is just devastated because his graduation has now been moved to December.
Oh,
and he was looking forward to this is a historically black college.
Yeah.
And all of these great, you know, minds have crossed the campus, and they've had Obama come and speak at commencement. So he was just so looking forward to this moment of time in his life that he's worked so hard for. And now he's, you know, here at home, and he's not able to work because his job shut down. So I've got to be mindful of that. If there's some stuff that he left in the sink, so what? You have to be mindful of your kids are having to adjust to this as well. And their whole identity and their life and their schedule and their normalcy, that's now changed. And they're at home with you, not because they want to be, but because they have to be.
And to realize that it's all of them too. It's not like, well, some kids are still being able to get ahead. So everybody's still on the same level. I think a lot of times that competitiveness, or, you know, you want your baby to do their best and those kinds of things. But something else you said, about the college students, if they had counseling services at the school, bagging up back to that telemental health, that there could be some opportunity there. But you need to investigate that and see if that's what the school is offering as well.
Absolutely, because if your child's college is offering the continuation of their academics online, and if your child was seeing a counselor or, you know, counseling services while they were on campus, you need to ask, can that service be continued electronically or via telemental health? Because it should be, and that should be offered. And strangely enough, I haven't seen anything online concerning that.
Well, maybe after, you know, this word gets out that that's going to change. Makiba, we're going to take a short time out. We're going to come back. Again, we're talking about maintaining our mental sanity, our mental health during this lockdown, this core. I don't even like to say that word. So you know what I'm talking about, virus.
Yeah.
We'll be back with you in just a moment. Once again, this is Black Mental Matters with Vincent McKeeb, and we're talking about it because we know we're all going through it here together, and we're all under this lockdown, and how do you maintain, you know, your mental health and mental sanity and during this time, and you know, you got the family all around you, or you may be there by yourself. I know it's got to be tough for those that have, I saw with the grandparents can't pick up the babies right now, you know.
Oh,
can you imagine
right.
how that feels for someone that
right.
you got that grandbaby? But I'm gonna go off on a tangent, McKeeba, because I was walking, at the park, and there was a group of about 10, 15 kids, and they had a bottle of something that they was passing around. I don't, it could have been Coke or something, but I was looking at them kids like they was children of the corn. Y'all need to go home. You know, why are these kids out here? Now
right.
we're finding out all those spring breakers, you know, they weren't taking this thing seriously. And they're coming back now and finding out that they are actually, you know, carriers of this virus now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is something that we have to take a little bit more seriously than we've been taking before. But we also need to realize that when we're seeing those groups of kids or teenagers that are out collectively like that, the parents are probably working somewhere or trying to get stuff together, and it's kind of hard to make sure that your child is in the house all the time. So this messaging really needs to be put more out there, geared towards that particular demographic, and then parents got to kind of follow up too.
Yeah. There are some things, of course, that, you know, laundry lists of things that you can do. And we want to touch on that. Now, I guess I'll get it started right now. Some practices
okay.
of things that you can do. You know, one of the things is to, while we don't want to have that rigid schedule, like you said, but you do want to have a routine as much as
yes.
you can. See that?
Yes. So to all the depressed people, let me tell you, and Vince, you and I talk about this too, get up in the morning and shower. But
yes.
you have got to have some type of jump start for yourself. Shower, have a cup of coffee, have a cup of tea, but you need to make sure that you have a time of day that you are trying to consistently get up at every day. And the first thing you need to do is go in the shower and be mindful when you're in the shower and be present when you're in the shower, and to not get, if you are at home, it's very easy for those of us who deal with depression. You wake up 11, 12, 1, 2 o'clock, you don't feel like showering. Then that turns into 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Then you're back into that cycle of not feeling like you have the energy to start your day. So the first thing is that you have to have, just like what you said, Vince, you got to have some type of schedule. And that has to start with getting up in the morning and hitting that shower.
Dude, do you got a webcam on? Because I'm sitting over here. I have not. I am so guilty.
Yes.
I'm so, hey, I'm just trying to help myself and be transparent. I'm sitting over here. But you know, it sometimes feels like all bets is off. You know, hey, ain't no job to do today. You know, the school closed, the store closed. You know, we good on toilet paper.
Right.
I really ain't got no nothing to do. But one of the things also about having a routine is that it can reduce what's called a decision fatigue, and that's that overwhelming and exhaustion that can come. You just got too many options. Well, you're sitting there.
Absolutely.
I can get up, but then I could clean the bathroom. I could wash some clothes. I don't know, clean up the kitchen. I could just go outside. I mean, it's just too many things. And but by having that routine, it will free up some of your mental bandwidth during this time of uncertainty, and you know, just get you moving and keep things moving along.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Vince. And for those out there that have said, well, I don't know what to do, I have too much time, that's actually a blessing. If you feel like, if your biggest concern is that you're bored and you don't have enough things to do during your day, there are lots of things. Now is the time to start using some of those self-care protocols. And I always tell people, if you are not reading, that is one of the best forms of mental health where you can escape, not online and not on Twitter where you're being bombarded by all these different opinions and personalities, but to immerse yourself in a book and get lost in a book. Now is probably one of the best times to get your reading list. And I remember when people used to, a part of conversation was, hey, what are you reading? And you used to be able to just kind of list two or three books that you were reading.
Yeah.
Now, we don't do that anymore, but now is a great time, especially if you have depression and anxiety, and you're trying to shift your focus from all this coronavirus information that's out there. Now, everybody is an expert. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you go on these social media, everybody's got all this advice. People are offering free workshops and online this and all this stuff. Now is the time to put your focus somewhere else and actually start, get your Kindle, get out some, you know, Google some top, whatever your genre is, fiction, nonfiction, autobiography, horror. My thing is horror. I love Stephen King. Mm. I can get lost in Stephen King books for weeks. So now is your time to kind of rekindle that love that you once had for books, especially students who always complain about they don't have enough time. Now, since they've got required reading, if you are now at home and you have that extra time, just 10, 15 minutes a day, read something that you want to read.
Excellent.
That helps a lot.
Excellent. Excellent. Another thing that you can do is, the at-home exercise routine. And you don't have to be at the gym. You don't have to have a set of weights. You know, I remember push-ups and jumping jacks and just say, hey, okay, I'm going to take 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. I mean, you're a fitness buff. You know what I'm saying, right? Champ.
No, absolutely right. No, absolutely right. And that will help you not only mentally, but also physically, where you've got some type of physical activity that you're doing. And, you know, like what we just said, just even if it's just a few minutes a day, that's better than nothing at all. And it doesn't have to be where you're doing something that's rigorous. It can be a walk in the neighborhood. You can do something in your house. YouTube's got all kinds of workouts that you can do online. You can do yoga online. Just whatever you have felt like you have not had time to do in the past, now is a good time to pick that stuff up.
That's much easier in the country or the suburbs, but if you're in the city and it's feasible, you can just kind of shimmy past your neighbors, just kind of, hey, how y'all doing? All right, shimmy on by them and go for a little walk in the park. Still remember, stay 6 feet away from people, but it's possible to get outside and take in some nature, and that can really, really do well for your mental state.
Absolutely. To get outside, get that vitamin D, get that sunshine, breathe in that fresh air, and get your body moving. Very important.
Get your body moving. Something else you can do, some of y'all, I'm not looking at you, but some of us need to declutter your home or your office or your spaces. You know what I'm saying? Put the music on, put D-Nice on, you know, and jam and get you something or whatever make you feel good, and just start picking that stuff up that you know you've been looking at and saying, I need to clean this up. Go ahead and do that. This will be a great time, right? Great time.
Absolutely. That this will be a great time. And it'll make you feel better once that project has been accomplished. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. This is one that you love. Meditate or just breathe. Stop for a second,
You know that's my favorite one. Eckhart Tolle just did a video, I think yesterday or the day before, and I was waiting for him to do one on what's going on presently with this lockdown. And what he was saying, these are the practices I love to talk about, and especially at this time, the best thing for you to be doing is slowing down and being present in the moment. When you look at everything that's going on and you start saying, okay, well, I'll be home for, 8 weeks, and then, all right, I'll be behind on my bills for 8 weeks, and I've got this going on, and what's going to happen with this? If you are constantly projecting your mind forward and worrying about things that haven't happened yet, you're going to be sick. and you're going to be anxious. Mm. But if you are just taking one moment at a time, like in this moment, Vince, you and I are doing this podcast. There's nothing impending immediately that's going on in front of us that we need to be concerned about. When you start taking life in little tiny pieces, one moment at a time, you have a different perspective on life because you're always in that present moment. And that's really all you ever have. Like, I have a situation now where my father is on lockdown because he's in memory care. And when I had a lump in my throat, I was physically ill because I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I'm not going to see him for 2 months. What if something happens to him when he's in there? And the last time I saw him would have been the last time I saw him. And I'm creating all these scenarios that haven't even happened. So I had to kind of bring myself back to the reality of, okay, I'm sitting here. You know, I'm thinking about him, but he's okay.
Yes.
And I'm okay, and my immediate family is okay. And that's kind of how you have to look at things just from the present moment perspective.
Very good, very good. Maintaining community and social connections. You know, we of course have all of the online stuff, texting and social media, that's okay. But also, well, better is picking up the telephone and talking to someone.
Yeah.
Or having a safe distance conversation on the street. Hey, how y'all doing over there? You see, you know, just be hollering. Yeah, we're going to eat some chicken tonight. Whatever. You know, just, you know, so just maintaining that again, social connection with folks. And on that same kind of note is being of service from a distance.
Ooh, that's absolutely, that's critical. To actually find out some things that you can be doing to actually make a difference during this time, because there are a lot of people that need assistance and need support and need help, and there are things that you can do just from your home. There are people that need, I think the crisis text line needs volunteers. There are all types of services that are online that are in dire need of volunteers as this mental health issue also starts to escalate. There are lots of things that you can be doing. And then that also gives you some type of feeling of purpose too. Mm-hmm. And that helps you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Helping your neighbors in need of food or supplies. I mean, one of our friends, you know, couldn't find that toilet paper. You know, I was like Mission Impossible. I was at the store at 7 in the morning. Boy, as soon as they opened, I'm just to let y'all know, Kroger got it. Kroger got the toilet paper. Don't go to Walmart. Kroger got the, Kroger is the one. And you know, so you know,
you ribs, man.
No, I didn't need no ribs. We want to make sure we good on the other end, if you know what I'm saying. But get some stuff for your neighbors. You can buy some gift certificates to a local business, order some takeout, help fundraise. I mean, these are some of the things that you can do, as well as get
Absolutely.
The toilet paper. And forget the ribs. Practice gratitude. You started out there this very program about being thankful, because listen, this thing is a doozy. So let's take
Absolutely.
The moment to be thankful that we even have this opportunity to talk about it and have our families around. And
Exactly. And that was also a great time to start writing some things down. If you don't have a journal, just get some paper and staple it together, fold it together, and just start writing out how you're feeling, what you're grateful for, and not just in the sense that, oh, I'm going to write down, I'm thankful for my house, I'm thankful for...
Yes.
No, to actually feel it as you're writing it down and to express it through your emotions, that this is something that you are actually not taking for granted.
You know, my mom, she passed away in 2016, so it'll be, 4 years here coming up in June, but she was very meticulous about writing things down and the pictures and having all that, so I have a whole almost library of things that still can't look at them yet, and videos, you know, that was one thing that we did. I just set the camera up and she told the story of, you know, coming from Louisiana up here. That's something you can, this is a time you can document your family history and things like that. You know, while y'all up in the house, we're using the phones for TikTok, but we need to be using the phones to document this moment in time and in our family histories and things like that. That's a good exercise that you could do. And then I'm going to let yourself off the hook. that you know, you get to be feeling, if the kids is watching too much Netflix or playing too many hours of video games, that's not the end of the world, okay?
It's not.
Things gonna be hairy for a little bit. You can't stick to your schedule. You can't fit in your workout. It's really not such a big deal in the long run anyway, right?
No, you're absolutely right, Vince, because the overall picture is that we're trying to flatten that curve of coronavirus outbreaks and infections. And we're, you know, you staying at home and your child not doing math at 11 o'clock, they're supposed to do math, that is not the end of the world. The point of you being at home is for you to be at home. And just like what you said, you are not a superhero where you are supposed to now all of a sudden on a dime be able to have this super structured, productive family life at home where the kids are on the schedule, you're getting all this work done, this is getting taken care of, your house is clean, your yard is being taken care of. You are just supposed to be maintaining your mental health right now and making sure that your family's emotional well-being is being looked after as well. That's the most important thing.
Awesome. And lastly, just, you know, right now, if you could just touch your speaker or something, listen, we all in this together and we all going to be okay. And if you need us, you know, you can go to our website. It's blackmentalmatters.com. Our Instagram, Black Mental Matters. LinkedIn, Black Mental Matters. Email, info@blackmentalmatters.com. Makeba Reed Johnson and Vince Bailey. So this is for us. This is our way of trying to give back, and it keeps us kind of wild and crazy people sane too, you know, that we hope we can be of service to you, to each other, and to this world. We're in this thing together.
Absolutely, Vince. We are.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Makeba. I'm doing the patty cake thing again from the north side.
Too.
Okay. No, Missa. No, Missa. You is smart, you is kind, and you is important. And I will talk to you next time with Black Mental Matters.
Yes, sir.
God bless.